Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'm Andrea, joined as always by Mr. Skin, and welcome to episode 112. Hey, Skin.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm so good. I cannot
wait. Are you rested?
Yeah, I'm so, I'm beyond rested. I'm like way too chill. Yeah, so super chill, super ready to dive back into all the nudity, man. I've been missing the titties and the ass in my life, straight up.
Yeah, we were off last week because Andrea was on a little vacay, and
yes,
that was fine. We did, we did my breast of nude scenes of 1984, so that was a great year for nudity, and that was the podcast last week. But when that happens, that means I have backlogs of nudity, and I have obviously a lot of television and a little movie stuff to get to. But before we start, Andrea, we had a voicemail while we were away that I thought was kind of cool, and I wanted to answer it. So, CP, could you play that, please?
Hey, Mr. Skin, what's up? I got a question for you. There is a girl named Natasha Leggero. I think that's how you say it. I'm not sure. Leggero, something like that. She was on that Dice show, played his wife. She does roast. She does comedy. Has she been naked? Is she naked anywhere? She's hot. Her tits looking good. Her ass. I want to see him. And say hi to that sexy chick, Andrea.
Hi.
See, Andrea, you have fans all over the country. I think it's pronounced Leggero, right?
I think it's Leggero.
Leggero, right.
Yeah, I've actually interviewed her. She is, and she's hilarious. She is a spitfire. I love everything about her. So, yeah, Skin, let us know. Has she been naked anywhere? Where can we see her?
Well, unfortunately, I know she was Carmen in that Dice Clay, that show Dice, so, and his wife. And she's also a very good, roast comic, really funny. And like you said, she always brings it. But anyway, the answer, unfortunately, is no. But it's a good question because she's been in a lot of movies and television shows. It's just the things she's been in, she just hasn't been naked. Like, she came close. There's a television show called Another Period, where I remember her and Ricky Lindholm were in it, and they're in a bathtub together, and the bubbles cover everything. And of course, Ricky Lindholm has been very naked in her career. But unfortunately, Natasha was not. She also did a movie called The Do-Over and had a really cool massage scene that could have gone nude. It didn't happen. So lots of things she's been in. I agree with the caller. She's super hot. I've never been asked her, so that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it. It was a great question. But and I was surprised that you know her, and of course you've interviewed her, right?
Well, you know, most comedians I have interviewed, and there's so few female comedians that are, you know, super funny and super hot, and she's one of them. Another one of my favorites would be April Macy, and I know she hasn't done any nudity. If Natasha ever does, please let me know, because I'm such a huge fan of her. She's so funny. I love her.
Yeah, cool. You know, and she's really good buddies with Sarah Silverman, so I know of her, and I know how good a comic she is, and I know she's been a movies and television show. Unfortunately for that caller, she's never been naked, but great question. And make sure to that caller to just send an email to MrSkinPodcast.com. We know your phone number, so send us that. Send us an email, and we'll send you out some Mr. Skin swag for asking a great question. So anyway, I wanted to start with that.
If anyone else wants wants to leave a voicemail, 484-SKIN-POD. Questions, comments, answers, you name it. Put Mr. Skin on the spot. We love it.
Yeah.
And let's rock and roll.
All right. Well, let's start with television because there's always so much TV to talk about. And I want to start with Sharp Objects,
which
wrapped up its 8-episode series while we were away. And I have to say, it's been a tough year because for this show, which I did watch with my wife, you know, guilty pleasure show. And I know Amy Adams and probably Patricia Clarkson, who played her mom, are up for Emmys for this. It was a very well acted show. I'm not going to give away the ending, but it had a pretty dramatic ending. And what was cool was Amy Adams, I'd have to say, of the 8 episodes, this was probably her most nude. But she never did, number one, she never did like a great, well-lit, long lingering look at her body nude scene. And then you factor in that she was a cutter and all the scars already. I can't endorse this as sexy nudity by any means, but it is nudity, and
but
I do report
nudity
on all this. It is, yeah.
Right,
and hey, let's face it, those scars were prosthetic or makeup or whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have scars all over her body, but it was just, it was not sexy. But episode 8 of season 1 of The Sharp Objects, that was definitely Amy Adams' best for nudity, especially when she was, you know, again, she's I don't want to give out why, but she was crawling on the bathroom floor and showed most of her butt, which was to me the best nude scene of the season. But again, it's not sexy at all, but you definitely want to check that
out.
And I can't talk about why she was crawling on the floor because I might give away a little something.
All right,
yes,
Skin.
Yes. So anyway, Sharp Objects ended while we were gone. And before I get into some of the newer stuff, did want to mention Amy Adams in that. So let's talk about some of the newer television. And I haven't brought up Insecure, which is that HBO show with Issa Rae.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4 episodes in now. This is like picture, I guess you'd say, Girls for Black Chicks. Let's
Got
say
it.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty raunchy stuff. And remember in the first season, we had the best human teeter totter. There was that.
Yeah,
with her boyfriend was picked up 2 girls at the bar, and they were, one was sitting on his face and one was on his package, and they were making out, best human teeter totter. She also had the money shot of the year for my Anatomy Awards, where she was blowing a guy and he came and they showed it all over her face, which was very graphic. But
yeah,
it's really weird with Issa Rae, and you could see in this picture. I want to get into this. So okay, so last night, season 3, episode 4 on HBO, Issa Rae and Kendrick Samson, they visit Issa's childhood home, and they dare each other to go skinny dipping in the backyard pool. So she doesn't live there. She just goes to look at her childhood home, and they have a pool there. So she strips naked, and jumps in the pool. But and then the tenants catch them and call the cops, and there's a whole deal. But if you watch throughout the scene, and it's very frustrating because she's completely nude. And she's sexy, and she hasn't done a nude scene yet on this show. So here we are in the 3rd season. She goes skinny dipping. They show her, but my guys are claiming that they've blurred. Like, you should be able to see her butt crack and boob in the way it's shot in the scene, but that they think they blurred it out so that you can't see it. So
dude,
very
this is
frustrating.
So
but
weird.
I had to bring it up because if people thought they saw Issa Rae naked and Insecure in the skinny dip scene, if you look closely, we don't see Fur Burger, we see Blur Burger, and I don't like it.
I don't like any Blur Burger. Well, you know, Rear Burger is my absolute fave. But here's my little qualm with this. You're going to take a load to the face, but you're not going to show some ass crack. Like, really, bitch? I think we crossed the decency line a long time ago. Like,
well, yeah, it's really... it's really frustrating because she's so hot.
She's gorgeous.
And it's like she's treading into Sarah Jessica Parker territory here where the other girls on the show get naked and then she's like looks like she has some sort of a no nudity clause. So
totally.
Anyway.
Well, here's the thing. I'm getting so perturbed with this scene because I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, the lighting is gorgeous. Check. She's totally nude. Check. Her body's amazing. Check. She's going to get in the water. Like, it's everything is lining itself up for perfection.
Right.
If and you're then not no, and then get, it's a blur burger.
Yeah, a blur burger. So anyway, I wanted to, not everything today is going to be frustrating, but that definitely was frustrating. So anyway, let me get into something that is not frustrating. And I know a lot of people noticed this via Amazon and were excited about it. It came out on Friday, the 31st of August. It's Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan season one. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of, you know, all the Tom Clancy books, like Clear and Present Danger, the movie was a Jack Ryan. Patriot Games was a Jack Ryan. But
yes.
This is a TV series on Amazon. And what was cool, they released the whole season. So people already, here it is, Tuesday after Labor Day, we're taping this, and so many people have already powered through the whole season, and that includes the people here at MrSkin.com who went through everything. And Andrea, let me start by saying that John Krasinski, who you know, Jim from The Office, he takes over the role of Jack Ryan in this, and there were a ton, I shouldn't say a ton, but some very, very good nude scenes. Let's start with the second episode. This Dina Shahabi, who's definitely a nude comer. She has her clothes stripped off, not only revealing one of the best butts of the year, but Andrea, without showing boob, we could tell she's very full boobed up. I believe she's a Saudi Arabian actress too, which is kind of a turn on. But how about butt in the running for one of the best butts? And is that not an ample bosom on the side boob on the bed there?
Dude, yeah. It's like I don't even need to see your nipple to know that you have it all going on upstairs. At least a double D, at least. I mean, she's packing heat right there. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
really
hot.
I was so happy with the little butt. And then when Jack turns her over, I was like, ooh, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then so moving on to Cynthia Preston, who was in,
she sounds familiar, looks familiar.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. It's funny because she, in one of the episodes, has a sex scene where she's on a guy, and I'm trying not to give away circumstance here because I know a lot of people haven't seen it, but it is important to know that the Cynthia Preston has a really good nude, but it's funny because her name was Cindy Preston in the 1999 movie Total Recall 2070, a TV. Well, it wasn't a movie. It was a TV series.
Mm.
And I was thinking to myself, is that the same girl? But it was so long ago. She hadn't done a nude scene in like 18 years. She's now like 51. So
no.
That girl, yeah, the girl in the middle there the Cynthia Preston with the red
dress. Yeah.
She's like in her early 50s.
No, her last she was like 28.
Nude scene. I know. Her last nude scene was 1999. And the other thing, too, and this is a cool thing about one of the great things about women is they mature. It's like in 1999, we had at the website that she had really small boobs. Even in the scene, we say she was definitely an A cupper. And I'm not saying she has any, as you could tell, those aren't huge breasts in this red dress. But isn't that she's actually, her breasts are better now.
Yeah.
At 50, early 50s than they were back in 1999 when she was 18 years younger.
And they're real. She hasn't gotten implants. You know, a lot of actresses, what they'll do when they have itty-bitty titties is they'll get itty-bitty implants, so it's not that noticeable. Think of, you know, like the Hayden Panettieres of the world or the Alyssa Milanos. You know, they don't go super big. Cynthia Preston here, her boobs have grown and they're not super big, but they're hers.
Yes.
That's amazing. And I've always wondered that too, just as a female, like there's some women whose boobs get bigger as they get older, but they're not getting fatter. So I got my fingers crossed, Skin, that I'm one of those. I'm
Andrea, you're going to be a triple D
by the time
you're 50. Yeah. Well, anyway, we like to say that they've mam-tured.
Yes, right? I love that.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yes, they've matured.
Cool. Love.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was a good nude scene, and it was kind of surprising because I hadn't even thought about her in so long, and she last was nude in that 1999 movie. But mm-hmm. anyway, and then last in the fourth episode, there's a short scene between Abby Cornish and John Krasinski. She's like the love interest of him. And, okay, Abby Cornish is known as the girl. Who she's this tall Australian gorgeous babe. She had a great nude scene in a movie called Somersault a few years back, but she's known as the girl who broke up Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that homewrecker, eh?
Well, anyway, you could see why Ryan was here, but yeah, so she's the same girl, and she did a nice nude scene in episode 4. So yeah, just some of the great stuff we saw on Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan season 1 that came out Friday on Amazon, and I highly recommend it. A lot of people really like the show too, not just the good nudity, which is always a good sign.
Yeah, it's so good when it's an enjoyable show and there's good nudity from good actresses. So I'm all about
yes.
it.
Yeah, so check that out. I was actually doing a radio show today and the host, Paul Castronova in Miami, was like, Skin, have you seen Jack Ryan yet?
And like, oh, have like, I seen it?
No, my answer is usually yes, I've seen all the nude scenes, but I just haven't had a chance to watch it. I did not have a chance this weekend to watch it, but I will get on it. Now, speaking of a show that I really like I personally love, mm-hmm. is Ozark, which came out on Friday also through Netflix, which that's the show that, so season 2 came out, and it's about this guy, Jason Bateman, who's a Chicago-based financial advisor, and he relocates his family to the Missouri Ozarks due to the fact that he has to figure out how to launder all this money. It's a long story, but a lot of people compare this show to Breaking Bad, and as much as
oh, really?
I love Ozark, it's not at the Breaking Bad level by any means, but it's a for me a guilty pleasure. Mrs. Skin and I watched powered through the whole first season. We're excited that this is out. But here's a problem, Andrea. Since I'm such a fan of the show, but at the same time I have to do the podcast and I have to be Mr. Skin, I have to know about the nude scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sucks because like I had to watch the nude scenes, but there's a couple things that now when I watch the show, I'm going to know, you know, what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'll try to, for the fans of Ozark that haven't seen it yet, I'll try to just say, first of all, let me just say, and I don't think anyone who watched the first season that this is giving much away, but there's a lot of hot nudity, but it's mostly strippers, you know, and if you know how he was laundering money in the first season, that's not like a crazy
tell. Thing. You're not giving anything
yeah,
away. Yeah.
There is a nude scene involving blackmail that's really hot that you should check out. But the bottom line is Ozark had some really good nude scenes. Our people here at the Skin Office went all the way through it. But since I'm such a big fan, I know others are, I won't give away too many details. But let me say a couple things about the show. So Laura Linney plays Jason Bateman's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she is such a good actress. But
yeah, she really is.
Back in like 2000, so we're talking 18 years ago, she did a movie called Maze with Rob Morrow. And he's like, he was a guy who had Tourette's. And he was also a painter. He does a nude portrait of Laura Linney at the 31-minute mark in that movie. Andrea, it's one of the all-time great fire in the hole, full red, full frontal nude scenes of all time. Yeah. You definitely got to check that out. So fans of Ozark, Laura Linney, spectacular nudity in 2000's Maze with Rob Morrow. Love that scene. Now,
good to know.
I've started to have people creepily ask me about the girl that plays the daughter on Ozark. That's Sophia Hublitz. But in real life, she's only 19. So the answer, she's legal. She could do nude scenes. But, you know, she's so, you know, she's still young. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet. So anyone who's wondering, the daughter on the show has never done a nude scene. Now, the one girl, that Julia Garner, who plays the blonde criminal, you know, the hick criminal on the show, she actually did a movie with Elizabeth Olsen called Martha Marcy May Marlene.
Do you remember that? Yeah, I only know that because of you, Skin.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth Olsen did some really good nudity in that, but there's a scene when these guys come in and it's like a cult. It's this guy comes in and wakes up the cultists, and up jumps Julia Garner from Ozark back before she did Ozark, and get a quick full frontal shot. So if you want to see Julia Garner naked, check. And as a bonus, Elizabeth Olsen showing her Olsen twins. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene is where you see it. But anyway, I got to move on to Ozark because I got to get on my ass and watch this before I, you know, more nudity information is released, right. and my show's ruined for me. So I got to get going. Yeah. Anyway, also while we were away, a show called Animal Kingdom that I've talked to you about on TNT wrapped up their third season, their 13th episode. This is the show where Ellen Barkin is the matriarch of a crime family, and they need to commit, you know, these crimes to maintain this lifestyle. And I got to tell you, for TNT, man,
they're pushing it.
Yeah. It's like, they're like criminal surfers. It's pretty cool show. And, when you see the name Animal Kingdom, like to me, I think of like
Animal Planet,
or Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, you know, like that's where my head goes.
My ass is thinking like Steve Irwin on an expedition.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that, it is. It's actually I think a crappy name, because it doesn't, like, you don't think that it's going to be a show. You think it's an animal show, right?
Totally.
Well, anyway, they've had a great season on TNT, and you know, TNT is basic cable with commercials. And in the final episode, Andrea, they should have called it Animal Crackdom, because there were three different actresses, Sophie Rodriguez, Deachin Lachman, and Devon Riley, who all showed butt in the final. So you got three great butt shots all in the season three finale on TNT while we were away, and the Sophie Rodriguez is during the opening credits, and I'm a big fan of opening credit nudity, but sometimes the credits will get in the way of the nude scenes, which is always a bummer. But
I know,
in this
it's like
case,
you're blocking it.
Yeah.
They keep scrolling, with the words.
I always consider Jane Fonda Barbarella the greatest nudity during the opening credit scenes in movie history. But Sophie Rodriguez on Animal Kingdom did have a little going with the opening credits. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, like, with all these butt cracks we're seeing, they're all in sexual situations. It's not like we're seeing a glimpse of a butt crack. We're seeing, like, Sophie Rodriguez riding a dude. We're seeing Devon Riley, like, getting her ass just molded like clay, you know, by a guy's hands. So they're really hot scenes. Really hot. And this Devon Riley, I don't really know who that is, but her butt is ridiculously hot.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we were big fans of season three. It was definitely one of the best television shows for nudity, and it's basic cable, which is pretty cool. So
right on.
Check that out. Animal Kingdom, they're done. Looking forward to season four on TNT sometime next year. Okay, so another television.
Wheel of Skin,
my favorite part of the show.
I know, this is, I love it.
This is where CP the EP spins our big Mr. Skin Wheel of Skin. I am, of course, of Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White. Every
and this
week.
Is a yes. This is a Merkin Griffin production, and this is where he spins the wheel. We have over 28,000 actresses chronicled at our website, and he randomly picks an actress that I could riff about and talk about their skinography. So, CP, go ahead and spin the wheel of skin.
Okay. We have Cynthia Nixon.
Actually, she's been in the news lately because she's she's a very liberal Democrat running for she's running against who's it, Andrew Cuomo in New York for New York governor, and doubtful that she would win, but it's kind of cool because if you're like me, is it. Yeah, it's Andrew Cuomo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think she has much of a chance. I know that New York Times endorsed Andrew Cuomo, and he's, you know, the incumbent should win. But pretty cool that she's in politics. And listen, Sex and the City, I got to tell you, I still have a a soft spot in my heart for that show because I just, it was like when my website started, that was a popular show.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching old reruns of that because I love seeing New York in the late 90s, early 2000s. And quite frankly, I loved all the nudity on that show. Of course, Sarah Jessica Parker was the only one that didn't get naked. But
that's right.
So listen, Cynthia Nixon did a lot of great nude scenes. One that comes to mind that I really love, and I'm not 100% sure on the season, but it was the episode where Blair Underwood, the black guy, was living in her apartment, and David Eigenberg, who plays Steve, was like, they had a kid at the time and they were broken up, and she hooks up with this guy and they are having some of the hottest sex you ever saw in the bedroom. She's completely nude. He's completely nude. You see his butt thrusting. It was very graphic. I remember even when I first saw that, I was really truly blown away by how graphic that scene was. And right then, Steve, David Eigenberg, walks in and catches them because he was coming in to get something for the baby, you know, because they were...
I remember sharing. This episode. You know, it's like, I wasn't even a Sex and the City fanatic at all. And I remember this episode. You are bringing me back, Skin.
Yeah, and it just was so hot because, you know, this famous black guy, and it was like in the early, it was probably in the early, it was probably around 03, if I had to guess what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was early in the show, and it's just so hot because she was completely nude, and you had this black guy on top of her, and then her like, the father of her
baby
child,
daddy,
her baby daddy walks in, and it's a funny scene because then he freaks out and accidentally smacks his nose on the wall and gets a bloody nose. And then this guy's a doctor, so he's helping him, and she's naked and he's naked. But anyway, she did a number of different nude scenes. I know her and Steve hooked up and she got naked with him, but she also did, Sex and the City stuff. She also did. There was speaking of Laura Linney, who we were just mentioning about Ozark, is that there was a show called The Big C where Laura Linney had cancer and she was on the show and she did some nude scenes on The Big C that were pretty damn good in bed with this guy. And then there was a movie she did in 99 called Advice from a Caterpillar where she's in bed with another guy that was really hot, probably right around early in the Sex and the City. So yeah, those are the things. I'd still go with the Blair Underwood, her getting banged by Blair Underwood is like
being
the hottest
best.
Cynthia Nixon. And I know she's a lesbian in real life, and I know she is a politician, but it's still kind of cool to see that old great nude scenes from Sex and the City. And you can also check her out in The Big C or Advice from a Caterpillar. So great Wheel of Skin spin there, CP. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if for some reason, it's just so hot when you know that a chick is an actual like lesbo in real life. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
To me, that's so hot.
No, you don't have to tell me. So anyway, getting back to television nudity, there is a show that I've been talking to you about this season called Get Shorty.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, it's on the Epix Network, which is a premium cable channel. And, you know, obviously it's based on the Elmer Leonard novel. And remember, there was a movie in the mid-90s with John Travolta.
Yep.
So this girl, Sarah Stiles, has been getting naked on the show. And she's done some really good nude scenes. And people have been asking me about her. And what's funny is... you know the show, or at least I've talked to you about a Showtime show called I'm Dying Up Here, which is about LA comedy scene in the 70s. And there is a famous nude scene from the first season of I'm Dying Up Here, where this girl who happens to be Sarah Stiles, our girl from Get Shorty, is in bed with this guy. And it is one of the craziest nude scenes I've ever seen. She's in bed with Eddie, Michael Angarano or something, and she's in bed with this guy, and then she starts, Andrea, acting like a baby. And it's one of the most she's completely naked. It's super hot. But then she starts acting like a baby, and she's asking Eddie, she says, I'm sick. You need to take my temperature. And he's, you know, and he's playing along and like, okay. And he goes and gets a thermometer and puts it in her mouth. And she goes, no, Eddie, the baby way. And he, yes. So he has to put the thermometer in her ass. And he's like, and I'm thinking to myself, guys will do anything. You know, you get a girl and she's talking like a baby. It is one of the weirdest nude scenes. It's the same girl.
Yeah,
it's the same girl, Sarah Stiles. It's one of my favorite weird on my all weird nude scene list.
Yeah.
But it's the same girl. So anyway,
interesting.
If you're a fan of Get Shorty, and you know this Sarah Stiles, the girl that's been getting naked, and she, in season 2, episode 4, she showed breasts and butt. Go check out her nude scene in I'm Dying Up Here in Bed with Michael and Grano, and watch this baby stuff. It is so freaking weird. It is so weird. Yeah. Anyway, so check that out.
Sure.
But yeah, that, and then also another thing I wanted to mention is a show called The Sinner on the USA Network. Remember the first season, Jessica Biel was on The Sinner. They did a kind of an anthology where it's a different cast and all that for the second, kind of how they do True Detective and Fargo and things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, The Sinner, this is an embarrassing moment for me, Andrea, because...
Why?
So, well, you know how we're in new offices here at Mr. Skin? So we're in new offices, and it just so happens I'm on the fourth floor. I love my new office, but I don't have... window treatments.
Oh,
yet.
Louise, where is the sun?
Well, not that I've been caught whacking it in my office. That's not where it's going. But the I don't have window treatment yet, so it's very hard for me sometimes. It depends on the day to get a clear view of my computer screen in my office because it's so bright.
There's a glare.
So I was coming on the air to tell you about Jamie Newman in this interrogation scene where she lifted real quickly, lifting her shirt, and you could see her left breast.
Yeah.
And then I'm telling my guys, oh, no, no. And my guys are like, no, she's wearing a bra. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, she's
clearly see her left breast. It's because I had such a bad glare on my screen. I thought that she was showing boob in the scene, as you could clearly see. Now I'm in a darker room to do the podcast. You could see she's wearing a bra, so that's not a nude scene.
Okay, but I thought it was her boob too before you told me she was wearing a bra.
Well, okay, like, so you can see why I was fooled. Yeah, no, you could see why I was fooled. But anyway, it's funny. And here's another reason I thought it was her boob. So this Jamie Newman in season 2, episode 4 of The Sinner is the same girl who did the incredible full frontal nude scene on The Deuce, the HBO show, season 1, episode 2. And it was one of my favorite nude scenes of that year, where this guy was taking pictures of her, and she's all natural, big natural boobs.
Yeah, she's got a hot set of boobs.
Yeah, really hot. So I was thinking, yeah, of course that's her boob. But anyway, I was embarrassed because one of my people had to tell me that I was wrong, and that doesn't happen too often, but it was because of the glare. I couldn't see my computer screen. So anyway, an embarrassing moment here at the Mr. Skin office.
You know, we see
me,
what
Andrew.
We want to see, because now that I know she has a bra on, I'm like, duh, I can totally see the bra. But I really didn't see it either until you said it. I just was
okay.
Like,
well,
whoa.
You just assume, because why would I be showing someone
assumed,
just showing?
Yeah, so my
I just left
feel-
that in.
Yeah.
I was going to pull that one, no pun intended, but I was going to pull that because she wasn't nude, but then I wanted to show you how bad the glare in my office until I get window treatments. So anyway.
It's still hot, though, because she's wearing a nude bra that's see-through. It's like it might as well be naked. So check it out if you want to see her.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so just a couple other little minor nudity notes. As far as TV news go, and I was talking to my guys about this, and I don't know what's going to happen, but Emmy Rossum is leaving Shameless.
This is heartbreaking.
The ninth season starts on September 9th, and she's saying that she's gone. And listen to this, too. Did you know that this ninth season coming up is going to feature Courtney Cox and Katie Seagal, Married with Children, is going to be on Shameless. I know, isn't that wild?
Oh my gosh, that's so wild. But you know what? With someone like Emmy leaving, you have to bring in some star power like that. I really have no idea where the show is going to go without Fiona, you know, because she was the glue of the family. She held the family together.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about, is if is will there be a 10th season if Fiona's not going to be on the show. So to be determined, but they've already done 9 seasons.
I mean, feel that's a fantastic run. Because you know what? The other characters, they are super strong. I just love seeing Emmy Rossum because she's so pretty and she's such like a skanky character on the show. We always get to see her getting banged out, naked, and rushing to put her panties on and this and that. So that'll be disappointing, but there's all the other characters are so strong. You know, V, who I love, Shanola Hampton, I can't get enough of her naked body. So I'm all about it. And, you know, there's so many other great nude scenes and just great acting in that show. Such solid acting and writing. I think it will go on, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, and the other thing, and Emmy Rossum, in the vein of, say, like Anna Paquin and True Blood, Lizzie Caplan and Masters of Sex, is I'm a big fan of great actresses who are beautiful on shows that do nudity, where they actually chip in and actually do the lion's share of the nudity and don't leave it up to extras or nobodies to do the nude scenes. Like, I'm a big fan of that, and Emmy Rossum is one of the all-time greats as far as I'm concerned, and definitely you know, soon to be in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for just an incredible 9-year run on the great show Shameless. I'll definitely miss her, but hopefully she'll do some cool R-rated movies where we could see some more great stuff from Emmy Rossum.
Oh, yeah. She's such a courageous and fearless actress, and she loves all these. She loves getting into weird characters. I'm sure we're going to see so much more from her, and maybe even better. This could be a good possibility, too, Skin. Now that she's not, like, kind of tethered to that show, she'll have the freedom to do some movies and other projects where we might see even better nudity if that's possible. Yeah. So, fingers crossed.
Blue is the warmest color with Emmy Rossum.
Oh, Jesus. Awesome. There's
Now that they've brought in the big guns, Courtney Cox and Katie Seagal, maybe the show will continue without her. We'll see what happens. So, anyway, wanted to mention that in TV news. Oh, and by the way, while we're on the subject, my Skin Scouts, we got The Deuce starting next Sunday, the great HBO show about the sex industry in the 1970s, and Shameless coming up. My Skin Scouts are already reporting they've seen the first 4 episodes of each, and let's just say we'll be very happy on a nudity front on the first 4 episodes. So, and also Insecure, Issa Rae's show, episode 5 and 6 is supposed to have some good stuff. So we got a lot of cool television stuff coming up, and I'm excited about that. And hey, last but not least, they released on Blu-ray a show that or a movie that used to be like super important to me, but then something happened that made it less important, but it's still near and dear to my heart. And it's Autumn in New York, a 2000 movie with Richard Gere and Winona Ryder. And the reason it was so important to me when I started my website back in 99 and 2000, 2001, is because it was the only time we ever saw Winona Ryder's breast at the hour and 23 minute mark.
Ever?
Well, she had a nip slip. It's not even that, like, it wasn't like any major.
I mean,
oh no, you could see
it.
Oh no, it's only a second or two. But you got to understand, as a huge Winona Ryder fan that I was for many years, that was it. That was the extent of Winona Ryder nudity, was this nip slip, an hour and 23 minutes in Autumn in New York when she's in bed, the movie with Richard Gere. But then, thank God, she did a movie called Sex and Death 101 in 2007.
Thank God.
Where we got a little better view of the boobs. And I was, you know, so excited because, listen, ever since Heathers, I was dying to see The Rack on Winona Ryder.
Right there with you.
Yeah, you remember Heathers, right?
Yes. Yeah. One of my favorite movies. I've probably seen it as many times as I've seen Footloose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're a big fan. And she's like, we call a girl like Winona Ryder a stealth bomber, which is a tiny girl with huge boobs. And you don't really realize how huge. It's certain roles she does where she shows them off. But, you know, now that the movie Sex and Death came out, I was like, okay, now we got a great look. But until that Sex and Death in 2007, Autumn in New York was my go-to that I'd always tell people for Winona Ryder. And they just released it on Blu-ray last week. I wanted to just give it a shout out, and you can check it out. But if you don't want to watch the whole thing, check out 1 hour and 23 minutes in, and you'll be very happy. So
right on. You know, we went over such good stuff. I would say, like, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, the nudity was questionable or this or that. It was like, we had so much hard hitting good nudity on this week's show. I got to say, my only complaint was the blur burger. Straight up.
We've coined a new phrase, and you may be seeing a 2019 Anatomy Award for Issa Rae, our first ever blur burger. I like it.
But other than that, great show.
So,
oh my gosh,
anyway,
so good.
Yeah, so another good week, and we have obviously a lot of good stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. So Andrew, you and I will be on the case.
That's right, we're back at it. So thanks for another great show, and we'll talk next week.
You got it, Andrew. Take care.
Bye.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.